and Odysseus rushed him first, shaking his long spear in a sturdy hand, wild to strike, but the boar struck faster, lunging in on the slant, a tusk thrusting up over the boy's knee, gouging a deep strip of flesh, but it never hit the bone. Odysseus thrust and struck, stabbing the beast's right shoulder, a glint of bronze. The point ripped clean through, and down in the dust he dropped, grunting out his breath as his life winged away. The sons of Autolycus, working over Odysseus, skilfully binding up his open wound, the gallant, godlike prince, chanted an old spell that staunched the blood, and quickly bore him home to their father's palace. There, in no time, Autolycus and the sons of Autolycus healed him well, and showering him with splendid gifts, sped Odysseus back to his native land, to Ithaca, a young man filled with joy. His happy parents, his father and noble mother, welcomed him home and asked him of all his exploits. Blow by blow, how did he get that wound? He told his tale with style, how the white tusk of a wild boar had gashed his leg, hunting on Parnassus with Autolycus and his sons. That scar. As the old nurse cradled his leg and her hands passed down, she felt it, knew it. Suddenly let his foot fall. Down it dropped in the basin. The bronze clanged, tipping over, spilling water across the floor. Joy and torment gripped her heart at once. Tears rushed to her eyes. Voice choked in her throat. She reached for Odysseus's chin and whispered quickly, "Yes, yes, you are Odysseus, oh dear boy. I couldn't know you before, not till I touched the body of my king." She glanced at Penelope, keen to signal her that here was her own dear husband, here and now, but she could not catch the glance. She took no heed. Athena turned her attention elsewhere. But Odysseus, his right hand shot out, clutching the nurse's throat. With his left, he hugged her to himself and muttered, "Nurse, do you want to kill me? You suckled me yourself at your own breast, and now I'm home at last after bearing 20 years of brutal hardship. Home, on native ground. But now you know, now that a god has flashed it in your mind, quiet, not a word to anyone in the house, or else, I warn you, and I mean business too, if a god beats down these brazen suitors at my hands, I will not spare you, my own nurse that you are, when I kill the other women in my house." "Child," shrewd old Eurycleia protested, "what nonsense you let slip through your teeth. You know me. I'm stubborn, never give an inch. I'll keep still as solid rock or iron." "One more thing. Take it to heart, I tell you. If a god beats down these brazen suitors at your hands, I'll report in full on the women in your house who are disloyal to you, who are guiltless." "Nurse," the cool tactician Odysseus said, "why bother to count them off, a waste of breath? I'll observe them, judge each one myself. Just be quiet. Keep your tales to yourself. Leave the rest to the gods." Hushed so, the old nurse went padding along the halls to fetch more water. Her basin had all spilled, and once she'd bathed and rubbed him down with oil, Odysseus drew his chair up near the fire again, trying to keep warm, but he hid his scar beneath his beggar's rags, as cautious Penelope resumed their conversation. "My friend, I have only one more question for you. Something slight, now the hour draws on for welcome sleep, for those who can yield to sweet repose, that is, heart-sick as they are. As for myself, though, some god has sent me pain that knows no bounds. All day long I indulge myself in sighs and tears as I see to my